Marcus Groskopf. Hey, Marcus, hello, good evening. How are you, man?
Hello, good to hear you. I'm pretty good, I'm pretty well. We're back with a new album. We're back with a tour and a surprise on tour called Cayenne.
Той казва, чувстваме се много добре, тук връщаме се с нов албум и с ново турне. Всичко е наред. Well, obviously, this is not the first time that you come into Bulgaria. I think this is the fourth time.
Yeah.
And this concert took place on November the 18th. So, why the hell you play so often in Bulgaria?
It's a nice place to be. The beer is right and the people are very nice. That's why I keep on coming back.
Okay. Това ще бъде четвъртия концерт на Halloween сега на 18 ноември. Попитах го, добре, защо по дяволите толкова често се връщате в България? Той каза, защото бирата е хубава и хората са готини и за това се връщаме. Well, the album is entitled Gambling with the Devil. Do you guys like to gamble, though?
well, gambling is... I'm always losing if I start gambling, you know, but some people get addicted and some people get crazy about it. Well, I'm actually not a really gambling person or something.
Okay.
I know I'm going to lose from the beginning on it, so I wouldn't really touch it.
Okay. Да залагаш да играш на хазарт срещу дявол, сега с новия албум, както ви казахме преди малко, когато почнахме да слушаме парчетата от него. Попитах го, добре, да вие наистина ли обичате да играете хазарт? Маркус каза, самият аз не в никакъв случай, защото винаги губя. Има хора обаче, които се пристрастяват. Това е истинска болест, но както ви казвам, аз не обичам, защото винаги губя. Well, to be honest with you, the first thing that comes like a first impression while listening to the album is that the sound is even more convincing than ever before.
All right.
So how come? I mean, does it mean that you got some new equipment at the Tenerife studio or Charlie is getting better and better with the age?
Yeah, Charlie is like a good bottle of wine, you know. The older he gets, the better his ears are, you know. Getting.
Yeah, but indeed, I mean, was it intentional that you get an even stronger sound, or you didn't pay attention to this?
Yeah, it was Sasha and me. We thought it could be like a bit more aggression into the guitar section.
Mm-hmm.
So this was working very, very good this time.
Окей. Попитах го, добре, от първото нещо, което прави впечатление на човек, който си пуска дори за първи път албум, е, че звукът ви още по-як. Как става това? Дали защото сте си купили още ново оборудване за студиото в Тенерифе? Или този човек, който ви прави звука, Чарли, познавате го много добре, той е един от известните германски продуценти, как се произнасяше, Чарли Бауерфайнд. Просто има по-наточени уши с времето. Той каза, май Чарли се справя по-добре. Ние искахме да имаме повече агресия в китарите и всъщност го постигнахме. Actually, the album is going to be released, I believe, on the Halloween night, right?
Yeah.
How obvious.
That's it. And it's not the first time we release an album on that date.
The first time?
I think so far we had last time we did it and the year before it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know, we still... It's a deadline we have.
И този албум, както и няколко преди това, всъщност излизат в нощта на Всички свети и Хелоуин. Казвам, ебати колко очевидно, Маркъс каза, ами това всъщност е крайният срок, който си даваме. Well, the funny thing about this album is that something like last year, you had this Lie the Universe song with Richie Blackmore's wife guesting on vocals.
All right.
And now you have just this old fart, the great Biff Byford, singing on the intro.
Yeah.
No women this time.
He's got the devil inside. You know, that's why he's speaking as the devil, not of the devil, but as the devil.
Aha.
And we wouldn't let him sing.
Yeah. Предишния път, в който всъщност говорихме с Майкъл Вейкат, беше по повод парчето Lie the Universe, в който, както всички ние знаем, пее американската съпруга на Ричи Блекмор. Попитах го, добре, да, този албум обаче в новия няма женски вокали. Вместо това започвате с стария Биф Байфърт от Саксън, който, нали, чухме преди малко интрото. Маркус каза, това е защото той говори от името на дявола. Той е дявола. Не с дявола, от името на дявола. Затова няма да го оставим да пее в албума. Talking about the tour, actually, the interesting thing is that You're combining your show with Gamma Ray, the band of Kai Hansen, who used to be one of your family some years ago. So, what is the expectation for this tour? Rediscovering your old friends or what?
Yeah, we want to scare some people, you know. there's a lot of people around, there's a lot of bands around, and I think to win out there, you have to come up with an interesting package, you know. And, you know, we were talking about it earlier on, and, you know, after talking a couple of times, we came to the conclusion that it's going to be a great package, and why not going out? Once we go out to give it a little bit of a jam session in the end of the day and just get out, have fun and make people lucky, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Този път Halloween идват в България и цялото им турне съвместно с Gamma Ray, където участва техния, това е групата на техния бивш китарист Кай Хансен. Попитах Маркус добре де, всъщност каква е историята за това сътрудничество. Той каза, групите на света стават все повече и за да могат да идват повече хора на твоите концерти, трябва да им предлагаш интересен пакет. Говорихме и решихме, че трябва да изплашим хората, образно казано, но мисля, че с Gamma Ray ще се получи много добре. Talking about the fact that there are so many bands nowadays, 2 weeks before your show in Sofia, we are doing another show, the 20th anniversary of Nuclear Blast, with Amorphis, Benediction, Agatha Diamond, and a band that I know that are friends of yours. These are the guys of Ed Guy.
All right.
You played in the first two, parts of his Avantasia album.
Yeah, which were really, really great albums, some of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. He's doing now, he's about to release the third part. Are you playing on this as well?
No. I think there's somebody else playing.
Mm-hmm. Why not? I mean, because
I don't know. I was reading it in the magazine, and I thought he might have had some different ideas, some different people to work with this time. Because if I work with some people, I like to work with different people from time to time.
Uh-huh.
So, but on the other hand, I was also really, really busy doing different things.
Okay, so I promise to ask Tobias in a couple of days. Why not you? Маркус Гроцкоп свири в първите две части на Avantasia, страничния проект на Тобиас Замет. Казах му, че всъщност е групата на Тобиас Едгай, които са приятели на Halloween, идват тук на големия фестивал 20 години Nuclear Blast. Попитах го, ти свириш ли сега в предстоящата да излезе трета част на Avantasia? Защото Маркус каза, първите два албума са страшни, едни от най-любимите ми. Той каза, не, и аз разбрах, че той ще прави трета част. Четох в едно списание, но явно използва някой друг, но така или иначе аз бях заед с много други неща. So, is there anything else that you do besides of... You just said you've been quite busy with doing other things. Is there anything else besides Halloween that you're doing like a musician nowadays?
Yeah. I just finished an album. I recorded an album called Bass Invaders.
Bass Invaders?
Yeah.
And wow.
It's heavy, a couple of heavy rock, real heavy rock tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Without guitars, you know.
Great.
I just recorded bass guitars, and with a little bit of distortion here and there, but it's heavy rock tracks.
Mm-hmm.
There's you can hear Apollo Apatanasio, you know, that guy from the singer from Firewind.
Yeah.
And I have Schmier from Destruction.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I have PV from Rage. I have Tom Andrew Ripper from Sodom, you know, all singing bass players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but strictly German, right?
No, that was like only the German section. I have Billy Sheehan for... Those are only the people writing songs and singing.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I have a lot of guest players for little solo bits and pieces.
Uh-huh.
On a bass guitar, like Billy Sheehan, like Rudy Zazo, like Eggy from Ed Guy, he's playing a little solo. I have Didi Verney. And I have Wizard from Mother's Finest. I have Marco Mendoza.
Oh, come on, man.
All those people are playing little solo bits and pieces. It's called Bass Invader.
It's a fucking all-star project.
It is, yes. I was just too lazy to play all the solo bits, so I invited all my heroes.
So, when can we expect this one to be released?
It's coming out on the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out on... what's that Italian label? Frontiers.
Yeah, Frontiers.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming out on JVC in Japan.
Oh, great. Let me do this part in Bulgarian, okay? Попита го ти и самия каза, че всъщност си зет с много други неща в страни от Хелоуинс. Какво можеш да се похвалиш? Маркус Гроцхоп каза, сега издавам, подготвям едно нещо, което ще излезе в края на месец януари от италианската фирма Frontiers. Казва се Bass Invaders. Вътре няма китари, има хеви рифове на бас с дисторшен. Всъщност поканих забележителни басисти и автори на песни, като Tom Angel Reaper от Sodom, PV от Rage, Schmier от Distraction. Аз му казах само германци ли? Той каза не, всъщност бях много мързелив и не можех да направя всичко, затова поканих много от моите герои. Тук са, например, Диди Върни, тук са Руди Сарцо, Били Шиган участва в този албум и Марко Мендоса. Както ви казахме, този албум ще излезе в края на месец януари 2007. Well, there was a tendency, something like, let's say, a decade ago, bass players were a bit in the shade, because basically the big stars were the singers and the guitar players. But now I believe that things have changed a bit.
And... Oh yeah, we don't need guitar players anymore.
преди около 10 години, нали знаете, големите звезди в една група бяха китаристите и вокалистите, но сега като че ли не е така, Маркус каза, о да, не се раздавам вече от китаристи. The thing is that, people slightly just realized that the bass players were actually the leaders of their bands. We can give just a couple of examples. Let's say Steve Harris of Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Can we say that you Marcus, you are the boss of this band?
From Bass Invaders?
No, Helloween.
No, I'm not the boss of Helloween.
Okay.
I'm one of the former members together with Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
And people are listening to us somehow, if there's something to get clear. But we don't have, you know, we decide things together actually.
Окей. Вайки или Майкъл Вейкат, китаристът, всъщност двамата с него останахме от създаването на групата и хората ни слушат, ние с него се съветваме, защото ние сме шефовете. Well, what else can I say? Aha, yeah! So, you have 12 new tracks on the new Helloween album,
yep.
And it seems that the first single is this song As Long As I Fall, which is much more ballad-oriented. But, if it was... Was it the label that chose this song for the first single, or it was you guys?
We had like the idea to give. We couldn't decide what to take as a single, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like four tracks. We thought of being very cool as a single release.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't decide which one, so we give them four tracks to the management and to the record companies.
Okay.
To let them decide. To let them pick one of them of the four tracks, you know.
Okay.
And all of them picked this song, so
mm-hmm.
We thought, all right, if they want to have this one, why the hell not?
Okay, fair enough. Те ли са избрали парчето As Long As I Fall като първи сингъл, той каза в интерес. Истината ни имахме 4, дадохме ги на менеджмента и на компанията и те всъщност единодушно избраха това парче и ни казахме, добре тогава. Well, there are something like 7 weeks till your show in Sofia. When actually your tour starts?
It starts in the beginning of November, actually.
Aha, okay.
So we have like 3 weeks on a tour, like getting prepared for your guys.
Okay. Турнето им започва в началото на ноември. В момента си почиват. Имат няколко седмици да се подготвят за него. The German scene is one of the most burgeoning ever in terms of rock and heavy music, of course. And I'm sure that there are lots of bands that were trying to clone Helloween through the years. And it's not that bad, in a way. But what is the... According to you, Marcus, what has been the best German band that started and tried to put themselves into your path?
Oh, that's very, very hard to say. I think it's a long time ago when, like, obviously Blind Guardian started
mm-hmm.
doing, like, the heavy, very fast, aggressive, but still melodic kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. when most of them bands are sounding totally different nowadays, of course.
Yeah.
They just started up trying to find their way. Edguy was great,
mm-hmm.
but then they weren't copying. I don't know, it's hard to say really.
Well, that's good, because it keeps the variety in the scene alive.
Yeah, so once they're doing it for a couple of years, they find their own way of doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you still cross people in the street saying, hey guys, you have been a huge inspiration for us, right?
well, sometimes. More, not on the street so much, just when you go out drinking in the bars, you find people.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you very much for being with us.
All right.
Say hello to the other guys. Bulgari is waiting for ya.
Thank you, and I can't wait to go there.
Yay. Thank you, man. Ciao, bye-bye.
All right, ciao.
Това беше пряка телефонна линия с басиста на Хелоуин, Маркус Гроскопф. Той каза на въпроса, добре да през всичките тези години, сигурно това, че е имало много групи, които са се опитвали да звучат като Хелоуин, това не е задължително да е лошо. Кои са тези, за които се сещаш веднага? Той каза, о, не е никак лесно. В интерес на истината, Blind Guardian започнаха с идеята да следват нещата, които ние правим. Хеви музика, но в същото време мелодична. След това и Edguy. Но интересното е, че всъщност в един момент тези групи се развиват, бързо се променят и не може да се каже, че звучат като нас. А това поддържа многообразието в метал сцената живо, след което каза, че няма търпение те Хелоуин да дойдат отново в България. За четвърти път...